NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that it just got easier to be an NFL fan, even if you live far away. Like, maybe you like the Bears, but you're hibernating in Panthers territory. But with NFL Sunday Ticket, your out-of-market team is never more than a short distance away, specifically the distance from you to your remote control. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto renews.
You play quarterback at the University of Delaware. Mm-hmm. You and I actually were talking well earlier this morning about Bryce Young. Because some of the things that I'm seeing, because you have a different perspective from being a quarterback, some of the things I'm seeing may not be the same mm-hmm. things that you are seeing. But I think you and I are on the same page of this guy really does go through his progressions and just has the poise of a guy that's normally like 3, 4, 5 years into the NFL. Heck, there are times where I wonder if Josh Allen is actually seen through his progressions. And we know how talented that guy is, but it seems like Bryce Young really does sit back there and it really does read a defense quite well and knows exactly where he needs to go from one step to the next.
It's exactly what everybody said and what all the analysts said. And, you know, it turns out if you watch every bit of film and you know, everything this guy has done since he was like 12 years old is somewhere on YouTube.
Yeah.
It sounds like they hit it pretty well, right? Mm-hmm. He was the most polished. He has this savant-like ability to process what the defense is doing and get through his progressions. We also knew that he was a little undersized. And it's all showing up through the first – I mean, it's really a couple series, right? Through the first two preseason games, it's really shown up. And now it's about solving all the things around him to allow that savant or genius, whatever you want to call it, to shine through.
There are a couple plays that impressed me a lot from this Friday. The time where he actually, like, I don't know if his feet got tripped up or something like that, but he fell to the ground, got up, knowing like, oh, wait, in the NFL, I'm not down. This play continues, but gets up, scrambles, but immediately has his eyes downfield.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in that situation were just like, I just got to find a place to run just to get yards, and if I can get 2 yards or back to the line of scrimmage, then fine, we'll call it even. But he gets up, scrambles, immediately has eyes downfield and starts directing traffic. That stood out to me a lot. I'll get to the second play here in just a moment.
That play, I just want to jump in. And I even love the throw that he makes, right? So he falls over, which immediately puts you on fluster mode, right? You're immediately scatterbrained. Oh, no, what's going on, right? Like after an earthquake or something like that. Mm-hmm. You just want to check everything. A lot of guys do. You brought up Josh Allen. One of the things I say about Josh Allen is he gets crazy eyes.
Yes.
Like big games, a few times we've seen him pitch it to nobody. We've seen him get skittish. And I say he gets crazy eyes. It's very, very, it would be very, very understandable if after you fall down, if you got crazy eyes.
Yeah.
But instead,
especially as a rookie,
he was unbelievably calm. And the ball he threw to Adam Thielen down the right sideline was one of those where it probably wasn't going to be caught, right? Because it was kind of deep outside, deep ball, obviously. But I could guarantee a defensive player wasn't going to catch it, and Adam Thielen might have made a great play.
Yeah.
So it's after things go crazy, he was like, let's not compound errors, right? So something happened up front, whatever scared me, I trip, I stand up. Let's not turn those two mistakes into a bigger mistake. Let's give Adam a chance to make a play. But if not, it's an incompletion. We live to play another day, right? You know, you end in a punt, you end in a field goal, whatever it is, that's better than turnover. So I loved his composure on that play, just like what you said.
Tim Donnelly from The Drive on 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. The second play that really stood out to me, Tim.
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here. We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
Third and one ended up being a third and six on that long field goal drive, the 15-play drive. Third one because Hayden Hurst jumped off sides of the false start, I should say. Goes from third and one to third and six. And speaking of Adam Thielen, from the slot runs an out route. Bryce Young put it in the exact spot where Adam Thielen could catch and turn up field. So this is where we talk about accuracy versus just a completion.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes a quarterback may have put that a little bit on the back shoulder where, in this case, Thielen would have had to have turned around. The defensive back that's right there could potentially break it up or is able to make a tackle because Thielen has to break stride. He didn't have to break stride. It was perfectly in front of him where he can catch full speed, continue going, turn up field, stretch, gets the first down. To me, there's a difference between completing a pass and throwing an accurate ball. On an out route to the opposite side of the field, having that little, not just the accuracy, but the arm strength to do it. That stood out to me. And it's, I know, it's just a 6-7 yard, it's a 7 yard completion. But not everyone can make that throw. It's a lot harder than people think.
It's that throw and what you just described, right? How Thielen got exactly what he should get off a throw like that, right?
Yeah.
There's no reason not to. It's actually one of the concerns I have is we still have yet to see someone make a play beyond for Bryce Young. We've seen Bryce Young do it, but for Bryce Young, see someone make a play beyond what it should have been. The closest thing would be Mingo, where he caught it and then bounced off a hit, actually retreated on the other side of the first down marker and got 4 or 5 more yards.
Yeah.
But I was actually terrified when he went back beyond the first down marker. I'm like, north, south, north, south. It worked out. But, like, it seems like everything that they've gotten on really any of Bryce Young's attempts have been because Bryce Young almost gave them, like, Adam Thielen had no choice but to catch that ball because it was perfectly placed.
Yeah.
No choice but to get those 2-3 yards on the way out because it led him that way. Like, you know, Hayden Hurst had one where he made a great catch on the sideline, but it got called back for the
holding. That was a great throw and catch.
It absolutely was. I'm waiting for somebody to make a play so Bryce Young doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, his first attempt this game, it was to Mingo. Mingo kind of throws the brakes on. It could have been a 30 or 40, you know, depending on what he does after the you know, run after the catch.
Yeah. I don't, like, why'd you stop running?
But, you know, it's all hard won by him, right? Like, if Thielen's going to get that first down, it's going to be because he puts it on him in a way that Thielen had to get that first down. And that's not a great way for a rookie quarterback to live. You almost want to help. You want, you know, him to be able to throw it behind Thielen and Thielen gets the first down. Or, you know, gets a little happy feet and someone makes a play for him, whatever it is. And we have yet to see that. So I'm hoping, and again, it's only a couple series. It's still the preseason. The hope is that eventually he's going to get some help because he really hasn't gotten much other than the exact amount that they should be getting with how well he's playing.
Does it concern you that there might not be enough talent on the outside? Because we haven't really seen them unlock, like, any deep ball. I still want to see DJ Chark on a deep post, please. Like, I wanted to see that. I really wanted to see that in this game. Like, I really want them to see, hey, play action, let Bryce unleash the ball a little bit. I understand that they're saving things. We'll get into that in a little bit. I understand they want to save stuff for the regular season, but are they actually, do they have enough?
The short answer, well, I'll answer both of those questions. Am I concerned? Heck yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's the easy answer to that one. Do they have enough is interesting because they do have talent, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I've had a couple conversations where you have to remember Adam Thielen's been a proven guy. You have to remember DJ Chark has a 1,000-yard season. You have to remember Jonathan Mingo is a second-round pick. It's figuring out the best way to use them, and it's, you know, having those guys play above their talent level occasionally, right? Mm-hmm. Adam Thielen is probably not the deep ball threat that he once was.
No.
And that's not to say that he can't come down with a you know, kind of like we talked about with the play he fell down, like a scramble drill, go deep, come up with a big play. I'm not sure if they have, or I'm very sure they don't have that number one that you're just going to throw it up to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, safety blankets, number ones you can throw it up to even when they're covered. That's good for a rookie quarterback. So he might not have that this year. So, you know, beat him with your mind rather than just being more physically gifted on the outside.
Tim Donnelly of The Drive on 99.9 The Fan and Raleigh joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold, The Drive. If you're in the Raleigh area, you can listen to The Drive from 3 to 6 on 99.9 The Fan. All right, Tim, you and I were talking about this earlier before the show. Is there a point where Bryce Young